To be a sorceress. William the Ninth, Duke of Aquitaine, Troubadour, father of Eleanor. Animals. Bastet and Sekhmet. To be a sorceress. William the Ninth, Duke of Aquitaine, Troubadour, father of Eleanor. Animals. Bastet and Sekhmet, Eleanor's cats. Hambril, Matilda's pet monkey. Jason, King Louis's Arabian stallion. Selima, Eleanor's Arabian mare. Princess, Eleanor's falcon. Prologue. In the winter of 1149, 2.5 years after leaving for Jerusalem, the humiliated remnants of the army of the Second Crusade tripsed home to the Ile de France. A leaden December sky made spirits sink into deeper gloom. The vanguard was 10 leagues from Paris, but dusk was already upon them. So, the coming night would be spent in the only available accommodation, a monastery. The infantry would pitch tents in fields nearby. The cavalry would sleep in monks' cells. The monarchs in the apartments set aside for the use of bishops. "It's freezing, princess," complained Eleanor, Queen of France, addressing the falcon she carried on her gauntlet. Through the weeks of miserable homeward travel, she'd cast the bird many times each day, whooping with excitement when it brought down a young crane or a duck. She'd schooled her favorite, a maid from Byzantium, in how to swing the lure to call princess from the sky. But this day, there had been no prey and no excitement, just dreary plodding through a grey winter forest. "Absolutely freezing," she muttered. One of her knights offered to return to the sumpter horses and wagon, about an hour away, to fetch her Miniver cloak. As he wheeled his steed, a rider slightly to the right of the queen and her knights spurred his mount towards her. Approaching, he dropped the reins, controlling his horse with his knees as he swept from his shoulders a cloak of green wool lined with soft grey badger fur. "Your Highness, please take this," he called. Her knights, men of Aquitaine and Poitou, gave him hard looks but let him through. The queen passed her falcon to the maid, ripped off her gauntlet and fastened the cloak at her neck. The fur was warm from the man's body and smelt pleasant. "You won't be cold?" she asked. Her tone indicated she did not care if he were. "I'm never cold, Your Highness." He gave her a bold white smile and doffed his velvet hat. She noticed that a sprig of broom decorated its brim. "Amusing," she thought. The knights jerked their chins at him, letting him know the audience was over and that he and his manservant, carrying his pennant of yellow leopards on a blue ground, were to fall back, away from the queen. "Find out who he is," Eleanor said to Zina, her maid. She had noticed him 2 weeks earlier, when he had first ridden over from the west to welcome home the army and the king. Many vassals were doing the same. Louis had received most of them in his tent, but there were a few he had refused an audience. Eleanor suspected her cloak-giver to be among the latter. He was vaguely familiar for some scandal. Zina cantered back to the main body of the army, excited to have something to do. Everyone was so bored and miserable, any diversion was welcome.